You are enrolled in a full-time school called life, and each day you are given lessons. Although some may seem stupid or irrelevant, they are all opportunities for planting the seeds of your future. Inner growth is dependent on how you choose to respond to the questions and changes life brings. You hold within your consciousness vast storehouses of potential seeds of awakening that only blossom if discovered and stimulated. Just as the magnificence of an oak's tree leaves and branches lie hidden in the acorn, so the source of many different possibilities rests within you. What part of you is now ready to be planted anew? Seeds bloom internally before showing themselves to the world. Early on in life, you formed a dream which you secretly tended until it was ready for all to see. Perhaps as a young boy or during adolescence, you had a flash experience of your bliss, of what life might really be about. You couldn't get to that psychic goal then, only catch a glimpse of it to stir your passions and turn on the house lights. Who or what helped nurture your vision? Perhaps it was a teacher, a friend, an uncle, or a hero. School is a womb in which there is an accelerated reliving of the larger society. Often its main function is acculturation, rather than fostering the development of individual dreams, and thus not empowering for many young people. Your seed may have become dormant, unattended, never surfacing for your conscious mind to grasp. The corn dance is common among the Rio Grande Pueblo Indians, making an ancient plea for rain and fertility at the beginning of the planting season. Life depended on corn, and the life of corn on rain. The corn mother of ancient myths planted bits of her own heart to yield the first grain. Cornmeal is considered sacred and is often sprinkled on the ground or used in creating a path in such ceremonial rituals. Draped in feathers and shells, male participants use gourd rattles to make a sound like pattering rain. The stamping motion of the dancers awaken the spirits of the earth as the movement of their fringed sashes suggests torrents of rain falling on the thirsty ground. Women shuffle with small steps dressed in blankets and tiaras, beseeching Mother Earth to again be generous. All carry evergreen branches, which later are placed in the river as an offering to the rain cloud people. The spring card wonders how you invite into your life what you need in order for your current dream to manifest. Each seed has a way of knowing what it is to be, just as you do when you allow expression of your creative, spontaneous, intuitive self. Often you do not value the energy of these inner packets of vitality. Choosing this card today is an invitation to do so, to strengthen your self-esteem, the appreciation of your own worth and importance. It reminds you to accept and treasure yourself and acknowledge your individual goodness. As you grew, many people filled the well of self-worth you drink from the rest of your life. You developed resiliency through their loving kindness and a confidence in your ability to realize your potential and cope with the challenges of living. Continue to embody a mindset that trusts itself. The fourth beloved Bosque Beatitude advises, "Blessed are those who can laugh at themselves, for they shall never cease to be amused." Can you find humor in your own missteps? Healthy self-esteem is supported by being accountable and acting responsibly towards others. It also embraces an acceptance rather than the absence of fears, weaknesses, self-doubts, and unworthy feelings. Welcome to the human race with all its limitations and imperfections. Wounds always involve a loss, a giving up, and some damage to self-esteem, which can be repaired over time. Do you believe in yourself enough to reach for your dreams and make your unique contributions to the world? Are you willing to risk being all you are capable of being? Spring ceremonials are part of a larger worldview that strives to maintain harmony within the sacred mountains of the four directions. The blessings of life will come through the self-purification of such ancient traditions and their requests that all living things may be fruitful and multiply. There is a new spring every year of your life. Even if you have not been nurtured well in the past, it is possible to begin to feel safe, valuable and wanted. It is never too late to love yourself more freely and openly, to choose self-esteem instead of self-destruction. Spring clean away the detrimental patterns of mind, body, psyche, and spirit. Honor your own sacredness. Stretch those parts of yourself long hidden. Dig around for that treasury of archetypal seeds still within you. What must you do to awaken them? They have only been waiting for the right time and conditions to emerge.